This day is salvation come to this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We celebrate today the dedication of the Basilica of Saint Xavier. Most people don't know this, but Saint Peter's Basilica of the Vatican is not the Cathedral Church of Rome. Rather, the Cathedral of Rome, that is, the chief church of the entire world, is the Basilica of Saint Xavier, or Saint John Lateran. This was the first church of Christendom to be publicly consecrated as a church, and this was done by Pope Saint Sylvester on November the 9th, year 324. In this basilica, there have been more than 25 councils, 5 of which were ecumenical. Holy orders were given there, penitents were reconciled, and catechumens were baptized. The Lateran Church is styled as the head and the mother of all churches, as the inscription on its wall imports. The churches of Christendom are properly dedicated only to God, but done so under the title and invocation and in honor and memory of the saints. The altars of the churches also are memorials of martyrs, but dedicated to God. The ancient councils ordered the altars to be consecrated by the unction of oil and the blessing of priests. This was an imitation of the ancient holy patriarchs and of that what the Jews did by divine command. Dear faithful, it is very obvious that the world of today is very much defiled. Creatures in it are made the instruments of sin. And because of this, the Catholic Church always orders everything to be blessed before it is used in the Church for the divine service. In the Old Law, God strictly forbade sacrifice to be offered to him in any place except in what was chosen by him, and which were afterward consecrated for that purpose. Because of this, churches have been usually consecrated by solemn rites and prayers, and it is a grievous sacrilege to profane them or do in them anything but that which has an immediate relation to the divine service. This is so because a church is the house of God. In the Old Law, there were many wonderful privileges which God annexed, the magnificent promises which God also made to the Jewish temple. The Jewish temple, which was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70, was built on the rock where the Jews believed Abraham prepared to sacrifice his son Isaac. With what religious veneration did the Jews approach this temple? And how severely were they punished who sacrilegiously profaned it or its sacred vessels? At that time, there was only one true temple of the true God in the whole world, and to this temple no infidel was ever allowed to enter further than the outer enclosure or court of the Gentiles. If the world of today is so much polluted by immorality and blasphemy, it would not be too much to expect that at least the Christians would spare and respect God's holy place, which he has commanded to be kept undefiled for his own sake. After all, the Church of Jesus is much more holy than the ancient Jewish temple was, and in a church, Christ is daily offered, and he presents his blood to his Father in propitiation for our sins. So if even infidels would pollute or desecrate these sacred churches, we should be struck with horror and disgust. But is it possible that Christians themselves are guilty of disrespect by which they expose the holy mysteries to the blasphemies of the infidels? Have you ever thought how astonishing is the respect which the Muslims have for their own mosques? In September year 2000, the whole Palestine population started an uprising against the state of Israel merely because of a visit to the Holy Mosque of Al-Aqsa by then Israeli Prime Minister. And in this uprising, thousands of Palestinians were killed. Many Muslims believe that this site, Al-Aqsa that is where Muhammad ascended into heaven with the angel Gabriel. And while Muslims today pray towards Mecca, they used in the past pray facing Al-Aqsa until further revelation told them to change. And this month, Parliament of Israel, called Knesset, will vote about the proposal to divide their mosque between Muslims and Jews. And that would mean, according to an Arab member of the parliament, that Jews can perform prayers in Al-Aqsa Mosque. The president of the Palestinian government then stated, "It is our sacred place. Al-Aqsa Mosque is ours. This noble sanctuary is ours. They have no right to go there and desecrate it." Again, dear faithful, remembering this, is it only the Christians today who do possess the truth about true God and Creator? Is it only them who have lost all sense of awe and respect for what is most sacred in religion? A ray of the divine presence should pierce our souls when we approach the sanctuary of the church. There should be no room of anything cold or disrespect in us when we enter the churches where the daily mass or the mass is offered. We should with trembling say to ourselves the words of the introit, "How terrible is this place! It is the house of God and the gate of heaven." When we enter the church, do we not seem to hear with Moses that voice from the bush, "Approach not hither, loose of thy shoe from thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground"? And in the preface of the Mass it is said, "Through Christ the angels praise thy majesty, the dominions worship it, the powers stand in awe." Even the holy angels fall silent and struck when entering in the mysteries of our God. Remember, Christ himself, meek and merciful as he were, who received with love the greatest sinners and bore all his injuries in silence. This same Christ twice showed his zeal and anger in expelling the buyers and sellers out of the holy temple. Once soon after he entered upon his public ministry, and once before he closed. Dear faithful, let us, who are Christians, in unity to the holy name which we bear, show our zeal to defend the churches from profanations. Unfortunately, we do not have authority to prevent them, but let us at least weep over such abuses, which tend to wipe out all sense of holiness from religion. I want to mention how good opportunity you have in 2 weeks to show this zeal by the coming of the 40 hours devotion. When the Pope instituted the 40 hours devotion in Rome in 1592, he gave in its instructions, pray for the concord of Christian princes. Pray that the enemies of our faith, the dreaded Turks, who in the heat of their presumptuous fury threaten slavery and devastation to all Christendom, may be overthrown by the right hand of the Almighty God. May this holy temple of ours, small as it is, proclaim to the whole country that in this place true God is held sacred, and that zeal for his house is not overcome by any false religions. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.